Let us pray. Support us, O Lord, all the day long, until the shadows lengthen, the evening comes, the busy world is hushed, the fever of life is over, and our work done. Then, in your mercy, grant us a safe lodging, a holy rest, and peace at the last. Amen. I like to think that the risen Dorcas lived to a ripe old age. I wonder what was said about Dorcas at her funeral service. Let us use our imagination and take our place there as the minister is about to give the eulogy. As Christians together in Joppa, we gather today for this funeral service for our sister Dorcas. We have been here before. Dorcas died twice. We mourn her twice. We mourned her once as a young, active disciple of Jesus Christ. An untimely death. We didn't know that was just a rehearsal. We mourn her today as an elderly saint of God. We knew this day would come. But Dorcas prepared us for this moment, her second goodbye. She spoke to us often about it in her in-between years, that time in between her first resurrection and her second death. I remember repeatedly she would tell us, "God was not ready for me yet." And I couldn't leave that garment half finished now, could I? We remember her smile today. Dorcas could even smile at death. She helped take away our fear of dying. We shall treasure her fireside stories of the glory of heaven that she saw with her own eyes. And Dorcas treasured our stories about her miraculous rising from the dead. She loved to hear how the Apostle Peter rushed 10 miles on foot to be with her that day. It was too late for a doctor, too soon for an undertaker, but just the right time for an apostle. And in the deathly hush of that upstairs room, Peter prayed. What would Jesus do? No, wait. What did Jesus do? Peter had been with Jesus when he raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. Jesus had whispered, "Talitha kum," little girl, get up. And now, learning from Jesus, Peter's prayer of faith was followed by a similar word of command, "Tabitha kum." Tabitha kum. Tabitha, get up. And by the great power of God, Tabitha, Dorcas, was wrenched from paradise back to the parlor. And our tears of sorrow turned immediately to tears of joy. We couldn't believe it. On that remarkable day, we all journeyed from RIP to SOS to OMG. Oh my God, how amazing you are. How awesome. Nothing is impossible for you. How true are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. I shall always remember Dorcas saying, "Death tore us apart, but God sewed us back together." And you remember Dorcas, the very next day, was back at her table sewing. You see, for Dorcas, new life meant new service. Extra time gave her extra opportunities. And today we celebrate her kindness and helpfulness. Faith was her needle. Practical help was her thread that followed. Today we recognize her love for the poor, whom she clothed. And once again today, we display her handiwork of robes and clothing. This is a time for us to show and tell. Dorcas will be greatly missed. Today we thank God for all she has left behind. Surely goodness and mercy followed Dorcas all the days of her life. And now she dwells in the house of the Lord forever. And angels are guarding the door. So as we lay Dorcas to rest today, take comfort from her story. Take notice of her example. You carry on her good works of charity. Like Dorcas, you also have been given the gift of extra time, extra opportunities to love God and your neighbor. Let goodness and love follow you all the days of your life. Let justice roll on like a river and righteousness like a never-failing stream.
Thank you for that meditation on the story of Dorcas. And now we're going to hear a song that we're going to play for you, and we're going to look at something on the screen. And with all the thoughts that we've heard this morning from God's word and from the Psalm 23 that was read at the beginning of the service, I invite you to ask God to speak to your heart or pray to God something that is on your heart now as we use this time as a time of response. And if you know the song, please feel free to join in.
Come move. So come. Let justice roll on like a river. Let worship turn into revival. Lord, lead us back to you. So come, move. Let justice roll on like a river. Let worship turn into revival. Lord, lead us back to you.